response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's start off this hour, give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, keeping your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. And currently in Miami, it is 86 degrees. The feels like 91.
Here's when I know it's hot outside. Normally, at night, I put my AC on like 74, 75. When I get up in the morning, I'll turn it up because when I'm getting ready in the morning, the cold air from the air conditioning, it sucks. The AC, even set on 80, is on almost all day, which means that it's hot as hell outside.
Soupy.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not like when I go outside, I'm not sweating up a storm, right? It's weird, right? Do you go outside and you just, like, you know that soupy heat that we're known for down here?
No, it's just kind of like a straight up hot right now. Yeah.
Right.
Little Vegas-y. The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito. Might be a good beach weekend, but, you know, watch your feet on the sand. But when we want a low price, we know that you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. Looking forward to seeing everybody tonight at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You guys can come to Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk starting at 6 p.m. Davion Mitchell's going to be there. Bernie, the Heat Dancers will be there too. And you guys can enjoy a Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate. The event is free. Just stop by. Get all the info now at WQAM.com. Must be 21 or older. And we'll see you tonight, 6 p.m. at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. And it is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Four brands, one location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. Marlins win last night. Walk-off winners 4-3 over the Orioles to salvage the series.
After they gave up they didn't give up the lead, but after it looked like it was going to be tied over it, again, right?
Yep. It was annoying. Brittany, theoretically, if somebody wanted to bet on Joe Mack's first major league home run today, would you be for that or against that?
I'm going to go with against it, but I think I might be right about this one. I think I actually might be right about this one.
So let's look at, there's certain young guys that get called up and they swing in the bat, and you're like, what is he swinging at? Some of these young guys are whiffing. So
Joe Mack's been looking good, though.
Wait, how many games has he played in?
This is his fourth game.
And he's been close.
He had a big double last night. He was the guy who scored the game winning run. So he set the Marlins up in a good spot. He's been hitting the ball well, but they said I heard on one of the broadcasts that he has a lot of power. You know, he's hit like 20 plus home runs the last couple of years in the minors. And, you know, I could just ride the Liam Hicks train. I could do that, but I kind of feel like, all right, well, you know, you already screwed me on that one last night. Oh. So I should have gone with Liam Hicks. So now I'm thinking I'll go to the other catcher if they go with Joe Mack catching. I got to see what the lineup is, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm feeling a Joe Mack first major league home run this weekend. I feel like that's where we're headed.
Okay, well then, I said that you shouldn't, so maybe you just put the bet in.
Yeah, they don't list them right now on Hard Rock. I hate that with Hard Rock, dude. You know why? Because Hard Rock, no, like they listen. And so the thing that annoys me with Hard Rock is I'll ask for something, it's not there, and then the odds aren't as good as they should be. Pisses me off. Like, you should allow, why can't they list every player? What do we think? What do we think? Joe Mack's on a Terry Rozier situation? Ridiculous. Let me bet Joe Mack.
That's much harder. Well, first of all, maybe check the lineup first.
I got to check the lineup.
When do the lineups come out?
In a little bit.
Okay, so they probably won't put it up. And oh my goodness, dude.
Fix it.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean what's wrong with you? They do this all the time.
Damn well why Joe Mack is not
going to. They do this all the time, though. They do this like, I can't bet like a Kalel Ware double-double.
Comes out.
I can't wait for a Kalel Ware double-double until like tip-off. It's super annoying. Just list it all day.
It just depends on when they see the starting lineups.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, they do this with every sport where they'll list like three players, they'll list all the time. You can bet a Bam prop anytime or a Tyler prop, but if you want to bet Pella, you got to wait until tip-off. It's like, why? They do this all the time. They do it in football too. Just list the players. Why do I have to wait? And it's because, damn, that guy had a good idea. He wanted to bet on Joe Mack, so instead of plus 900, they're giving me plus 600.
Right.
Because they know Brittany's a mush, and so she's already said don't do it, so they're going to lower the number, and then my payday's less. I'm going to blow all that Liam Hicks money by the time I get to Sunday. It's going to be terrible. Anyway, NBA playoffs last night. The Pistons topped the Cavaliers 107-97 to take a 2-0 series lead. The Lakers, they got killed 125-107. OKC leads that series 2-0. The Hurricanes, they're about to bust out the brooms and the Flyers. They win 4-1 yesterday. They have yet to lose in the playoffs. That stupid Rod Brindamore. Annoying. Call him Tough John Pooper. He's got that broken nose. Carolina leads Philly 3-0 in that series. Tonight, Knicks and Sixers, game 3. New York's up 2-0. And then Spurs and Wolves, game 3. That series is tied at 1 apiece. So that is your looky-loo at the headlines. We'll take a break, get into more shenanigans on the other side, including renting a boat while pregnant. Back after this.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Another dud by James Harden yesterday. Tradition unlike any other. Forget Punxsutawney Phil. If you want to know, it's spring. Just see James Harden throwing up all over himself.
I saw something on Twitter. Said James Harden plays all the sports, and they had him in a 17 Buffalo jersey.
Oof. That's rough. Not wrong, though. Not wrong. You know, let me ask you this. So if Cleveland does go awry, all right, and, you know, they poop the bed here. Are you into the Miami Heat trading for Spider Mitchell? You know, let's say they take a detonator to it. Is he the type of guy you would put in the chips for? Would you rather go in for him or Giannis?
I think now here's where it gets tricky. Because if you go for Spider, they don't need any bigs. So you get to keep all your bigs.
One would think, yes.
And then they can take Tyler. And how would you like to have Tyler and James Harden on the same team?
I would very much think this is going to be a one and done for Harden. I don't think he's going to stick around there.
Really?
You can't. Yeah, you can't have him sticking around there. I mean, unless LeBron wants to play with him.
Well, if you get rid of Spider, then he's going to be only scoring.
I would think they're going to try and do whatever they can to go into the Evan Mobley era. But, you know. But I do think there's people who are wondering, like, is Spider that dude? Like, is he the guy that's worth throwing chips in for at this point?
I think what helps Spider and what people think of him is what Brunson is doing in New York. Right? Because we talk about smaller guards and their impact. And you've heard people say, you know, there really aren't any teams with guys that small winning championships. And I would say, but there also aren't guys that small who you can rely on as far as scoring, like you can with those two guys. And Spider is way more athletic than Brunson.
I think it's also one of those things where with Spider, yeah, he's got to take criticism because he's the best player. But I also think that like these were flawed teams that he was on. And I do feel like, you put him in the right place. I do think he's a good enough scorer to lead. I don't think it's like, oh, he's completely spit the bit.
Right.
Either his teams haven't been good enough. Maybe I'm excused because I'm a fan of the guy. But yeah, I would still be into the Miami Heat going after. Now, would I give up four first round picks for him, that's a lot to stomach. I mean, you know, I wonder how many guys the Heat would look at and say that. And then the other thing that's interesting is you got the draft on Sunday, the lottery. Right. And I don't know, really, like, I'm excited for it, but I probably shouldn't be, because really the only reason I'm excited is because I think it's fixed. And I think that maybe there's a chance that the Miami Heat are going to get right. But right. I really probably shouldn't feel that way, because inevitably this Adam Silver is as crooked as they get. So I probably know that I'm setting up to just getting 13. I don't know why I would delude. I guess is why we buy Powerball, right? Like, I don't know why I would delude myself into thinking that the Heat have a chance, because they probably don't. And then if they have, but if they stick at 13, yeah, I'm very much into trading this year's pick in trying to nab something, because yeah, the Heat have a lot of their young guys in the fold right now, and bringing in somebody else, unless Adam Simon's thinking like, hey, this draft is a lot deeper than people realize, and I can cook at that position, right. Maybe. But I don't know. Like, I do you think the lottery's on the up and up?
Not based on what I saw. The Dallas ended up with Cooper Kupp after having one of the biggest, worst trades in the history.
Do most people think it's fixed? Most people think it's fixed. Yeah.
Well, most people who never get the first pick.
Well, most, I mean, but even the ones who don't get the first pick, like, there's been so many examples, it feels like, over the years of,
it seemed like, man, payback.
They've gotten some get right. Like, whether it be New Orleans getting Zion after trading Anthony Davis, or whether it be the Cavs getting players after LeBron leaving, or them getting LeBron in the first place, or Chicago getting Derrick Rose. You know, like, I think most people think this is fixed. Brittany, do you think the lottery's fixed?
1,000%. I think
the
clearest sign of it was what happened last year with Dallas and Cooper Flagg. Like, that's just, to me, it doesn't get more rigged than that.
It doesn't. It feels, but I guess they would say it's an insult to think that it's fixed. But I kind of think that it's fixed. And if I think it's fixed, I don't think there's a lot of teams that deserve it more than Miami does. I really don't. Especially the way that everything went with the Terry Rozier scandal. Like, you can't sit here and be like, oh, Indiana deserves it. No, they don't.
So you're thinking they gave us a second pick and then they promised us the first pick?
I don't think anybody
promised
anything.
But
I think it's a
wink.
But I think I do. I feel like it's fixed. I think most of us think this is fixed. Like, when Toronto won the lottery this week in hockey, I was like, that's fixed, dude. Toronto? They almost didn't have their first round pick. Now they get number one when their franchise is falling apart. Little fishy. Gotta tell you. Seems a little fishy to me.
Yeah.
And so I think, has anybody ever been excited to, is this what insider trading feels like? Is this what, like, having, you know, the knowledge that Terry Rozier is going to pull himself out of a game, is this what this feels like? Because I think I'm only excited about Sunday because I think it's fixed, and I think the Heat have a chance to be the one that the fix is in for. Who else would it be in for? I guess Golden State. I mean, they love Steph Curry. They've had enough good stuff happen to them already. It's enough. Like, and they had the number two pick. They blew it.
I don't. If let me tell you something. If Golden State ends up with, I'm going to lose my bleep. And you know why. It ain't got nothing to do with Golden State.
Jimmy.
Correct.
See, Jimmy and D-Wade are back cool. Seems like. At least publicly cool.
You know, D-Wade is cool with everybody.
He's a very nice man.
Right? And I respect that. But he may be that way in public. So I wouldn't just go head on and chalk that up to, you know, oh, they cool now.
Humble
Jimmy
and kind.
Jimmy may think that. But you see the way this guy talks about the Heat, even though he were Utah.
Yeah. Well, Utah's just business.
I know. But again, you know how he loves the Heat.
Yep.
There is no way in hell he could think that.
I was doing a live chat last night. I was explaining this. Why one of the reasons I like that D-Wade's not officially with the Heat is because he can say whatever he wants. Like, he can keep it real. publicly. So,
but again, I would say this. That man's love for the Heat and what Jimmy did to the Heat, I don't know how you just all of a sudden, okay, we cool again.
Mm-hmm. You probably just hobnob over Pat Riley being a kook. It's like, he didn't pay you. I remember when he didn't pay me. They'd probably bond over that after they're eating beef Wellington. Schmeathan says, hope OKC gets it so that we could watch the world burn. Nobody hopes that, Schmeathan. Yeah. Another guy says the Jazz. Here's the thing. Unless Adam Silver is a gutless mouse, how could you kick, whine, and scream about tanking? And the most egregious tanker this season was not the Wizards, was not the Pacers, but it was the Utah Jazz, who would, on the reg, play three quarters of a game.
Right.
They did tanking in style, stealth tanking. Capping their players. And the Heat still lost those games. To honor you, Adam Silver, okay? So how in good conscience can Adam Silver give the Jazz, if this was fixed, if we believe it's fixed, which, I mean, 3 for 3, we all think it's fixed. Yeah. Which sounds like, you know, the many people listening to it, everybody thinks it's fixed.
First of all, I'm a firm believer in this. Under no circumstances should you be rewarded for doing something stupid as a GM for any sport.
If I put a poll right now, do you think the NBA lottery is fixed? Do you think that's 99%?
No, it's 90. Like, yeah, you're going to be in the 90% with that.
I'm going to put a poll. I'm going to see if what the results are on that. How's the poll button? Why are they making Twitter so hard? Stupid Elon Musk. Boom. Curious. And I think anybody who says no, that's just fat thumbs. You just missed. You hit the wrong button, dude. I think everybody thinks it's fixed.
Yeah.
And so if it is fixed, he's got to do the right thing. But that's the only reason I'm excited. And it's probably because it probably isn't fixed. But it is. But we all think it is.
Why does it always seem to work out for certain teams?
Right. I don't know.
Right. Like, you trade Luka and then get the number one pick, and you're telling me that's not fixed? Come on.
Right. But I think,
why on earth would I believe that that's not fixed?
I think that's why I'm excited to tune in. Because if I didn't think it was fixed, I'm excited for a 1% chance the number one pick, a 4% chance at the top four pick. And that's the other thing, Adam Silver. I'm good with a top four pick. I don't even need the number one pick. Just move me up. Just take me up the elevator, baby. I'd love to ban, so don't get me wrong. I would love the number one pick. But I'm cool. Give me one of the four. I'm cool. Schmidlin says the Heat are the only team in NBA history who have never moved up from their lottery odds. Yeah, I remember the last time thinking the Heat had a chance to move up on delusion. It was the Zion draft, and they didn't. They just stayed put. Didn't move a lick. I think that was the Hero draft. Which ended up being a good draft. Tyler Hero was a good player, but that was the last time I was like, oh, this is the one. The Heat are going to move up. Let's see. The votes are underway. One guy just goes, no, but it should be. Give us back our pick, Adam. I didn't ask for comments, but I appreciate it. The guy's handle is the Big 8 Seed. It's an appropriate name for a Heat fan. It's appropriate name. Crazy, man. But I probably shouldn't be excited. But I am. I can't wait to see these ping pong balls. And it's going to be for nothing because they're going to end up with the 13th pick. But I'm deluding myself into thinking, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, we are. Would you be pissed if it ended up being somebody like Indiana? Who only, you know what I mean?
I mean, I guess I can't be mad because there you have the best odds, right?
And yeah, I did, it's just not shocking.
I think right now, I guess Washington does, right?
Washington has the best odds.
They should not get it.
How do you give up 83 points and you're going to get the number one pick?
It's right. Washington, Indiana, then Brooklyn, then Utah, then Sacramento.
I just did the tankathon.com.
Atlanta, what if it ends up being Utah? Would you be happy for D-Wade?
No.
No. What kind of question is that?
Because Danny Ainge works there. Why would I be happy for that?
All right.
But isn't there a scenario?
That means that D-Wade's getting caught by shrapnel.
But isn't there a scenario where Indiana, that an Indiana pick goes to the LA Clippers?
Yes. If it doesn't end up, I think, in the top, I think it's protected. It's like 1 through 4, but then like 5 through 9, it goes to the Clippers for the Zubac trade. So yes, the Clippers could lose. There's a lot of scenarios like that. Because the Clippers, and the Clippers obviously have their pick. They owe it to OKC.
Yeah.
And then the Pelicans.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever. The best team in the league is getting good picks.
No, that's the Clippers' fault.
Right.
Like.
And then the Pelicans pick goes to Atlanta. Crazy why they would do that. I don't understand it.
It goes to Atlanta or Milwaukee.
I think because Milwaukee, they have swap ability with Milwaukee. Mm. So if by some way the Atlanta pick ended up behind Milwaukee, they get to then swap with Milwaukee. There's a lot of weird scenarios, but you want to know who has no weird scenario? The Heat. Just make this clean, Adam Silver. That's all I'm saying, baby. Ugh, Hawks have won twice. Stupid tankathon.com. Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy fancy. Are you ready, Leroy?
I am.
All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what we got first tonight at 7:10, excuse me. Marlins, Nationals. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see if they go on a little run. They had a big win last night. It was squeaky cheeks for a minute. But sometimes that relaxes you and you get an idea. Hey, guys, let's just put the bat on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. What about tonight at 7:00? Knicks, Sixers, Game 3. Does that tickle your fancy?
Only the petty watch. Like, yeah. I'm petty watching. I don't want Philly to win nothing because every time I see him, I think of the process.
Interesting. So more petty at Philly than the Knicks.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I like Jalen Brunson. So
what about at 7:00? The Montreal Canadiens take on the Buffalo Sabres in Game 2 of their second round series. Does that tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
Why?
Because, no. Like I told you.
No, you didn't? Actually, I don't know your opinions on Sabres and Canadiens, I have to say.
I've told you my opinions on hockey.
All right, but hockey's good, dude. I don't know.
I know it's good. I just like if I stop and see a score, I may look at it for a couple of minutes. But I'm not like I was when the Panthers were in it. Every time a hockey game was on, I sat down and watched the whole damn thing. That means that my fancy's not tickled.
Did you? What about? You got to be into the late game tonight. 9:30, Golden Knights and Ducks. That series is split. Took your fancy?
No.
What about their mascot, Ben Affleck? Have you seen him? No. What? You haven't seen Ben Affleck?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, you are in for a treat, my friend. Very exciting. Ben Affleck is a bongo-playing duck. You remember Anaheim's very good at rally animals. Remember the rally monkey back in the day for the Anaheim Angels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have their own version now for hockey, and his name is Ben Affleck. Have you seen him, Brittany?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I thought you made it up.
No, swear to God. No,
I thought you were being funny.
Nope. Ben Affleck is a real thing. This is their bongo playing mascot. I'll bring this here to you guys so you guys can see Ben Affleck, but they play him after all the wins. That is a duck for our radio audience playing the bongo.
Wait a minute.
With his
wait,
web
wait, wait a minute. Dude.
He's so cute.
I thought it was, I didn't think it was a real duck.
No, I thought it was a mascot as well.
Right.
My jaw fell to the ground.
Right. I mean, if somebody was choking me like that, I'd bang the bongo too.
It's not choking him.
Yeah, look at his, look at, he got feathers sticking out because he's got the death grip on him.
That's truly precious.
That's, I got it. I can't stop staring at it.
Now is your fancy tickled?
No.
Ridiculous.
I'm more, if you're not gonna fancy tune is more tickled for the duck.
Hmm. All right. Well, what about 9:30 tonight? Wolves and Spurs, game three, series tied at one apiece. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, simply because Ant-Man don't play. Ant-Man called out his team, and we want to see how they respond. I really do. I mean, what I saw from San Antonio, oof, they got an uphill fight. But if he can get his guys going, I think they have the talent to compete with San Antonio, except for that one very large alien that I just don't know what you do with him.
What about tomorrow at 4:10 p.m. Marlins Nationals with Jansen Junk on the hill? Does that tickle your fancy?
Yep. I'll watch that.
My fancy is tickled.
Dave South says Daffy would have been on beat. Intangibles duck with no rhythm. Just living his life.
Oh,
he's an intangibles duck, though. It's true. How about tomorrow afternoon from Manchester, England, Fabio Wardley takes on Daniel Dubois. 12 rounds of action for the WBO Heavyweight Championship. Does that tickle your fancy? Heavyweight boxing?
No. It's on what, Peacock or something?
I think it's on DAZN.
No. Like, you can't tell me all your DAZN stories and then ask me if I'm going to go look up DAZN.
Yeah, DAZN's annoying. I got to tell you. And then,
yeah, ask me if my fancy's tickled by annoying.
But more the event than the broadcast. Like, you weren't going to watch it even if it was on NBC for free. So be honest, Posh.
I did. I said my fancy's not tickled.
Yeah, but not for the right reasons. Like, you know, you're
deflecting. You can't tell me why my fans can't be tickled or not tickled.
I just
and say my reasons are legit. It's my thing.
You've been loose with the rules lately.
No, I haven't. I've gave honest assessment of my viewership.
All right. Well, honestly, tomorrow night, UFC 328. From Newark, New Jersey, Khamzat Chimaev defends his middleweight title against Sean Strickland. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes.
On Paramount Plus.
Does it go to distance?
My fancy is tickled.
I do think it goes the distance.
Really?
I do think it goes the distance. Yeah, I don't think that Khamzat's going to finish him. I think that it'll be a decision fest. I honestly feel like it leads to a boring fight, if I'm honest. I know they've had a very crazy, chaotic lead up because they really hate each other. But it's
that usually doesn't, like, sometimes when guys hate each other, they're very careful as to not get knocked out and they just dance for five rounds.
Yeah, I feel like it ends with, I feel like they dance for a round and then Khamzat takes him down a bunch and that's how it goes. I think it's going to be like a 49, 45, something like that, or 49, 46, something like that.
So you think neither one of them have the power to take the other one out? Or
no.
Just the style of the fight.
One's a good grappler, and then one's Sean Strickland. He's a notorious jabber. He doesn't finish anybody. He did have a big hit on Israel Adesanya, And he was actually a bigger underdog against Adesanya than he was against Khamzat. But Khamzat looks pretty at 185. He looks pretty destructive on grappling. So we'll see. We'll see if they've strained together before too. So there's some background there. They really.
So you don't think other. You don't think he could get folded up and choked out or something?
Nah, I don't. Nah, I don't think so. I think it's gonna be a decision. That's what I think. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not.
What about Mortal Kombat 2 in theaters this weekend?
Yeah.
Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Is this just picking up off the original Mortal Kombat from the 90s?
They've had three of them, I think. Two or three of them.
So this is a sequel to a newer Mortal Kombat?
It's not a sequel. They have one. Is this Mortal Kombat? It's not Mortal Kombat 3. It's just Mortal Kombat 2.
It's Mortal Kombat 2.
They've already had two. I don't know. They just have... Here's what happens. The theory is the same. They're fighting for the world. They're trying to let the bad guys control it, and they have this tournament or what have you. But the bad guys cheat, and then they have to go, you know. And it's usually a couple of people who don't realize they have the marker, and you have to fight with them until they get their finish him move. Same thing. Just like the arcade game. But I like it.
You ever play Mortal Kombat, Brittany, or past your time?
No, I played Mortal Kombat.
Very good. Good to see you were properly introduced to violence as a child.
I was. I have a
Mortal Kombat machine at my house.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've never gotten to play it.
In the front. Yeah. Next time you come over, we'll play.
Dade South says it is a sequel to a 2023 film.
Yeah.
My fancy's not tickled then. I thought it was picking up where they left off in the 96.
You know what sucks? I'm not a big fan of all the characters being different when you make a sequel. Right? So same characters, but different actors.
I get you.
I want the same people.
What about, also in theaters, The Sheep Detectives?
No, stop. Yeah, that deserved a sneeze.
Why?
Come on. Sheep detectives
solving their owner's murder.
Great. That sounds beautiful.
They're talking sheeps.
And you put an S on it. There's no such thing as sheeps, which makes it even more ridiculous that I would watch it.
You did it. I'll take my minus one.
Just please, quickly.
Minus one.
That was terrible. That was so bad.
Why? I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. Promise.
I mean, the only thing that would make it funny if one of them had Lululemon stamped on their ass, because that's what their next job is going to be.
I don't get it.
Fur? Lululemon, clothes.
Lululemon doesn't do fur, do they?
No, they do clothes, though.
They do athleisure specifically.
Yeah, athleisure, dude.
Okay. Yeah, I got a Lululemon shirt at a golf tournament.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, really? I know you didn't pay for that.
This Monday.
What's more expensive, Lululemon or Aloe?
Lululemon.
Interesting. What about 12:10 on Sunday? Marlins Nationals on Peacock. National streaming with Sandy on the Hill. Does that tickle your fancy?
I will watch that while I clean my grill.
Oh, okay. And prep for Mother's Day grilling?
No, for Rebecca's graduation.
Ah, that's this weekend?
No. I just don't, like, it takes a really long time to clean it, take it apart. So I try to do it a couple of weeks in advance, because if it gets close to it, then you do a half-ass job. And I like my grill to be clean for the big cooks.
Finally, Sunday on ABC, the NBA draft lottery. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, but I'll have my phone available because I know you're going to be hot.
No, you don't know that. I can be Tobin? Very mature.
Tobin?
What?
You'll complain about something.
Not if we get the number one pick, I won't.
Okay.
Honestly, if we get top four, I'm good.
This is ridiculous. I can't stop staring, though.
It's so cute.
This is how you have to make a team that's coached by Joel Quenneville lovable. You have to have a great animal mascot. And objectively, the Anaheim Ducks have probably the best promotional team.
Can I just say this? You guys are thinking about, look at the cute duck. I'm thinking, what intangible picked up a duck and said, let's see if he can bang on the bongo?
Why wouldn't you think that?
How do we get to that point? To where we say, you know what? This duck, he can bang the bongo.
Well, however it came about, I'm glad that they did it because now we have this work of art.
And what's his nickname? Ben Affquack?
Ben Affquack.
Shouldn't he have a name closer to music?
I don't know. A name is a name. If you want to give him a duck pun name, then come up with one. Until then, it's Ben Affquack. We'll take a break here on the program. Lots to get to on the other side. We're back after this.